Hello, everyone. If you were with me before, welcome back. If you are just joining us today, welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Coach MJ. I'm going to change my name so y'all know who I am. I am the lead on the member success team. So I started out as a coach, then I went to head coach, and then now I do other things inside of No BS, but every other Sunday, I'm here with y'all for a couple of few hours. So let me see. We have got Coach Yesenia here with us. I'm going to promote her to a panelist. She will be in the chat and in the Q&A. She will be answering all of your questions in there. If you have anything specifically for me, you can post it in the Q&A. If there's time, Yesenia will leave some for me. If there are questions, she will be in the chat typing in all caps. So she is not mad. She is not angry. She is just wanting you to see what she's saying. That's it. So welcome, welcome, welcome. So this call is the 30-day success call. We have got, this is really for new members or anybody who's been around for a minute who needs a swift kick in the rear. That's what I'm here for. Just helping you get set up for success within your first 30 days or whenever you're ready to just make a 30-day plan here inside of No BS. And, you know, whenever I say I'm the lead on the member success team, what that means, y'all, is my job is to make sure you lose all of your weight. That's literally what my job is. So before we get started, there is a guide that you can use on this call, on this Zoom meeting. But if you don't have it, that's okay. We'll be talking through some stuff. I mentioned on my last call, I'm going rogue today. We've made some changes to the website. I've been noticing some things inside the membership that I think need addressing, especially for new people or for anybody that's been around here for a while. So I'm going to go rogue. We'll start out with the, you know, with my little cute little keynote, but then we're going to go rogue. Today. I'm going rogue with y'all. All right. Hashtag MJ goes rogue. This is one of those circumstances where it's better to ask for forgiveness than permission. So I'm just going to get to getting, and then I'll ask for forgiveness later. We do have the option of closed caption on this call. So if you like to read along as we go, there will be typos, I feel certain, but you can just hit the closed caption at the bottom. Nobody can see you on this call. Nobody can hear you on this call. It is just me running my mouth for an hour, answering your questions and going through this keynote and going rogue. So who, by show of the reactions button at the bottom of your screen, who has been here less than 30 days? Just let me know. Welcome. Welcome to No BS. We are so glad that you are here with us. And now on all of our live Zooms, you will always have a coach in the chat. So it's a great way. Like if you've just got a question you want answered, you can always hop on a live Zoom and get your questions answered all the time. Newbie again, somebody's a rejoiner. All right. So I'm going to share my screen. I have not really practiced this whole rogue thing. So we could run a little over. We could finish a little bit early. Nobody knows. When I go rogue, we just don't even know. All right. I'm going to share my screen. I'm going to bring my keynote over here. Oops, not that one. That ain't the one I want. I want this one. All right. Everybody should be able to see my screen. And it says 30-day success plan. All right. So Yesenia will post a link to the guide over there in the chat. But like I said, whenever I ask you a question, you can just type it in to the chat, the answers, if you want to. You can write them on a piece of paper. You can do whatever you want to do. But I promise you, even if you don't have that guide, you're going to be good. All right. Listen, I'm a little nervous about going rogue, but we're going to start with this, and then we're going to see where we veer off. All right. It all starts with belief here in No BS. Belief, well, your ability to lose weight this month has nothing to do with your past. What you think about and do today impacts tomorrow's results. So I do not care if you just fell off the wagon with keto or if you couldn't lose weight with Weight Watchers. I don't care. It doesn't matter. It makes no difference what you did in the past. We're not going to go back there in vacation. No BS is different. So what we're going to do inside of No BS is let all that bullshit fall away and realize that we're doing something different this time. Doesn't matter that I failed in the past. Hell, I'd failed every diet I've been on since until I found Corinne. I failed every diet. That was me too. But if I'd spent a lot of time back there thinking about, well, you know, this didn't work. Why does it even matter? We're doing No BS now. Maybe when you join No BS, you keep hearing yourself thinking, I just keep messing up. Instead, you could be thinking, it takes time to get good at things. Weight loss is the only place that we beat ourselves up for not being perfect in the beginning. We don't beat ourselves up when we learn how to drive or we learn how to ride a bike. We just beat ourselves up when it comes to weight loss. And we don't do that in No BS. It just takes time. We're going to apply what we think about everything else that we start out that's new in our lives. We're going to apply all of those thoughts to No BS. This can't work for me. You could instead think, I might be wrong. There's a ton of people in here that have lost weight. It worked for them. I might be wrong that it won't work for me. Another one. What if I can't lose all my weight? Ask yourself, is this even worth thinking about? Is this even worth wasting my thought energy on? The answer is no. We're not worried about the last pound that we're going to lose. We're worried about the pound that we're in. Win the pound you're in. And then you think about the next pound. And then the next pound, that's how you get to weight loss. We don't get to weight loss by thinking about, maybe I'll never get there. You can think instead, maybe I won't, but I'm gonna damn sure try. Feels a lot better than just sitting around wondering if you'll ever get there. I'll probably screw up like last time. Again, going back to the past, thinking about all the ways that you messed up in the past. Instead, you could think, in the past, every time I would make a mistake, I just quit. This time I'm not doing it. I'm going to learn from them this time. Because we all make mistakes. There's nobody in No BS, me, Corinne, Coach Yesenia included, that does it perfectly all the time. It's going to take so long to lose my weight. Truth is, we don't know how long it's going to take. But I can promise you, every day you sit around spinning thinking about how long it's going to take is a day that you're not in action and getting closer to your goal. You might not be confident in your goal weight, in your weight loss goal, and that's okay. Losing weight happens one bite at a time, one drink of water at a time, one meal plan at a time, one bite at a time. Can you believe in the little things at first? If you are a person who can totally envision yourself like at your goal weight, like on a beach, drinking a margarita or whatever, go for it. But a lot of us can't see that when we first start. So we need to believe in smaller things, just smaller things. For food, can you believe that you'll slow down eating at dinner? Just a little bit slower. Maybe you'll eat with your non-dominant hand today, so you'll slow down. Can you believe that you'll just leave one bite of food to get out of the habit of always cleaning your plate? Can you believe for planning that you'll use the planner to see if you like it? For me, I was never a planner. I didn't think I ever could be a planner. Now I live and die by that planner. It's just deciding I'm just going to try it and see if I like it. Can you also believe you'll plan at least one meal a day to get used to following a plan? Just one meal. If you know every day you have cheese toast for breakfast, plan cheese toast. Just get in the habit of writing the plan and then you can build on it. For the No BS course, can you believe you'll learn something new? If I listen, I'll just learn something new. That's the worst that can happen, right? I'm going to learn something new. Can you believe that you'll at least try some of the stuff that Corinne and the coaches are asking you to do? Small beliefs are better than big beliefs in the beginning. They feel doable. We talked about this on the coaching call last time, last couple hours. They feel doable, and doable means you do shit. If you create some big belief, like with 50 things you've got to believe, it's not doable at first. You've got to start with what feels doable so you actually do it. The more small things you do, the more confidence and belief you build. You start to think that things are easier than you thought they would be. When things feel easy, you want to do more. That's where you get momentum. Momentum does not come from an amazing word from Corinne. It comes from doing one small thing and then doing another small thing and then doing another small thing. That's where momentum comes from. You might be thinking that small things are not good enough. I'm going to tell you what's not good enough. Crashing and burning isn't good enough. Doing nothing isn't good enough. How many times have we gone all out and emptied the pantry and made an announcement to our families that we're getting healthy and we're not doing that shit anymore? How long does that last? Not long at all. That's crashing and burning. Or sitting around thinking about what you should be doing. Doing nothing about it, though. Small things that you do every day that feel easy, that's where you get weight loss that lasts. Use your guide. If you don't have your guide, I already told you, it's fine. Just think about the answers or type them in the chat. Name three things that you can believe starting today. Can you believe that you can listen to the No BS Weight Loss course instead of talking yourself out of it? Can you believe that you can start the day with a glass of water instead of thinking about all the shit you should be doing to lose weight? Can you believe that you're going to hear things you don't think you can do, but you're going to try them anyway? What are some things you can believe starting today? Just little things. I believe I can take a sip of this water right now. That's what I believe. For me today, it's my mama's birthday. And she wants to go to the Golden Corral. If anybody knows about the Golden Corral, it's a fantastic buffet. But I believe today that I can eat one plate at the, I believe I can walk around the buffet and find things that I love and make one plate. That's what I believe today. What do you believe today? I believe I can leave a bite behind at every meal to start. Amazing. Amazing. The Golden Feedlot, I know, of all the places. I'm like, God bless. Yeah, that's what I believe today. I believe I can write a plan. I believe I can drink my water, and I believe I can do doable hunger. Perfect. I believe I can close the kitchen at 8. I love that. I believe I'm not old at 68. I don't believe you're old either, Becky. Success. We're going to talk about success inside of No BS. Success is bastardized by the diet industry. We are no longer waiting on a scale, a piece of plastic on the floor to tell us if we're going to feel good about ourselves or if we're good or if we did good. We're not waiting on that anymore. The only way for weight loss to not feel like it takes fucking forever is to make each day better by spotlighting and finding real success. Real success is leaving a bite. Real success is drinking 8 more ounces of water. Here's my first rogue. This is my first time to go rogue. I'm going to stop sharing for a minute. Let me see. Okay. This is what I'm seeing. I've talked to a lot of members, y'all. Talked to a ton of members. What I'm seeing so much inside of No BS right now is the yeah, but syndrome. We all do it. I know a ton of people on this call are yeah, butters. The four basics when you join No BS is your first goal, figuring out the four basics. So maybe you come to No BS, you've never planned, never drank water. That's me for sure. I drank coffee all day until it was time to drink wine. Not a water drinker at all, never. Maybe you've never even really felt hunger. Like, you just have spent your life just eating and eating and not even letting yourself get hungry. Maybe you're afraid to be hungry. Maybe you just are in such a habit loop of when you eat and you don't eat that you just, you know, there's not any space between eating times and you just never find yourself being hungry. Here's what I see. You come into OBS and you see these four basics. And we have been on so many fucking diets that, like, you gotta from day one get your points right and tight. You've got to from day one stay under 20 grams of carbs, whatever it is. Count these certain amount of macros, do all this stuff. So we're used to yesterday I'm not on, today I gotta be all the way on. But remember what I said, the four basics are your goal. So for me, it looked like starting out with including one bottle, like one 16-ounce bottle of water a day on my plan, because I was not a water drinker at all. And I celebrated it. I was like, girl, I didn't even think I could drink water. Here I am drinking water. Here's where the yeah, but comes in. This is what y'all are doing to yourself. I've seen it so often lately inside of this membership. I mean, I know I never drank water before, and I've been drinking 16 ounces a day. Yeah, but I'm supposed to drink 64. Yeah, but I'm not doing all the things. Yeah, but I ate today before I was hungry. Yeah, but I've got to plan all my meals, and right now I'm only planning one. You just shit all over everything you're doing for yourself. And if it's not all of it, it's just a big old shit sandwich piled on top of yourself. Yeah, but and should are cousins, by the way. Yeah, but and should. Yeah, but I should be drinking 64 ounces. Yeah, but if I don't figure this out, I'm never going to lose all my weight. Yeah, but I've been here for 3 months and I'm only just now getting consistent at water. Take every win and you shit all over it. We're not doing that, y'all. If you are leveling yourself up, or if you're even allowing yourself once a day to figure out what hunger feels like in your body, one time a day, that's one time better than yesterday. That is progress. That is moving toward realizing hunger all the time. That is showing you that hunger is not an emergency. Maybe after you do it once, you're like, well, I did it at lunch. Maybe at 3 o'clock, I'll just ask myself if I'm hungry for a snack. That's how you get momentum. It's the yeah, but, and should. Don't should on yourself and don't yeah, but on yourself. Give yourself credit for what you're doing. Give yourself credit for showing up for yourself, for making one small decision today to do it different than you did yesterday. That's what I'm seeing in here. It's like, if it's not perfect, if it's not all the way, then it must be wrong. I must be broken. Something must be wrong with me. I'll never figure it out. And you just go in the deuter over it. I started with 16 ounces of water. I'm proud of her. I am proud of her for doing it, even though it felt uncomfortable. And I'm proud of her for when 16 ounces got easy, she moved up to 2 bottles of water. I would have never gotten here without the 16 ounce version of MJ. I would have never got here if I'd have shit all over that 16 ounces. I'm proud of her right now sitting here for that decision to step out and do something she was not used to doing. All right. I'm off of that soapbox. I'll share my screen again and then we'll see what happens. Because I'll go rogue again in a minute. Just hang on. Where did it go? Where did my little keynote go? See, now I've lost my keynote. Let's see. That's what happens when you go rogue. You get off everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, there it is. Like magic. All right. That's enough about me. So here's what you're going to do. In month one, just by paying attention, basically, you'll start to lose some weight. For me, it was the grab assing. Am I hungry? Really was the beginning of my weight loss because I was still overeating on the back end and I was still eating when I wasn't hungry some, but just that grab assing snacks, like the little habit snacks that I had, I started to see a little bit of a little bit of weight loss. You start to notice those nasty thoughts when you're yeah button on yourself and you're shouldn't on yourself. You at least get some awareness around it. Month two, you start to recognize some of your hunger cues, right? When you come in first, you're like, I don't even know what hunger feels like. Girl, I don't even know what enough, what even is enough? Month two, you start to pay a little bit more attention. They don't seem like a mystery anymore. Maybe in the second month, you finish your No BS weight loss course and start your next pathway. Now, No BS is totally self-paced. You do you, boo. If it takes you 4 months, it takes you 4 months. If you do a module a month, you do a module a month. There's nothing wrong with that. People start to notice you seem to be less stressed and happier because you're catching those old shitty thoughts. Month three, your clothes start to get a little bit loose. Maybe you notice that you're going up the stairs without getting winded. You listen to No BS more than the news. And maybe you even hit Queen's Club, which is our club for anybody who has lost 25 pounds or more, either in No BS or outside. We don't care. And I just did that. I announced last week on the call, in the last 2 weeks since I did the coaching call on Sunday, we've had 22 women hit Queen's Club. 22 women. People losing weight inside of No BS, y'all. The planner does the job for you. So we give you that 30-day planner on the website, nobswomen.com. So a really good tool in there is the habit tracker. So what the habit tracker will give you is the ability at the end of the month to go back and see where you want to level up. You don't have to flip back through your thing. You just go straight to your habit tracker and you're like, okay, I see that on the weekends, looking back at this, I'm not getting my water in. So this next month, I really want to work on getting my water in on the weekends. It's a really good way to take off that judge's robe and put on that lab coat and see, you know, what you want to level up, how you can kind of take everything to the next level. The assessments help you see potential because we help you on those assessments, celebrate your wins and figure out what you're going to do a little bit better tomorrow. And the 24-hour plan helps you think before you commit. So the version of you in the morning or at night that sits down to write that 24-hour plan, she's thinking about weight loss. She's thinking about her goals. She's thinking about where she wants to be in a month from now. That's who you want driving the bus. You do not want the 4 o'clock, no plan, pissed off at my boss, my kids won't leave me alone version of you deciding if you're going to lose weight this week or not, deciding what's important to you in that moment, because probably your habit has always been to go to food. And so that's the first thing she's going to offer you up. Now, we're going to use your guide. We're going to decide all of this. This is for the next 30 days. Are you going to print your planner or are you going to download it to your digital device? We have all the instructions on our website, nobswomen.com. I'm going to take you over there in just a moment. When and where are you going to make your 24-hour plan? I want you to get really specific. Okay. I have my iPad right here on my desk. I do it first thing before I start work. So that's what I would put. I'm going to make my 24-hour plan as soon as I sit down at my desk before I wake up my computer. Because once I wake up my computer, y'all, it's ding, 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 ding. I won't ever get it written that way. So I sit here, I write my plan. Not sometime before I get my kids to school. No. It's like last thing before I turn off my lights in the bed with my planner beside me. Or I'm going to get up 5 minutes early So like, if you get up at 6, I'm gonna get up at 5:55 and I'm gonna write my plan before I wake my kids up. In 30 days, what does success look like to you? In 30 days, you're going to lose or maintain how much weight? How do you feel in your body in 30 days? How do you feel in your body? Like, you know, maybe in your body, you're not as hungry anymore because you've increased your water in 30 days. How do you feel around food in 30 days? Maybe in 30 days, you're more willing to plan those good foods on the good, better, best list a little more often because you're not as scared of them. What else might you be thinking, feeling, or doing in 30 days that would feel like success? Maybe you notice whenever you go to the Target, you're parking a little bit further away and you're not getting as winded. Maybe your rings are getting a little bit loose in 30 days. Like whatever that feels like for you. Angela, I'm going to say you put stop overeating. So here's the thing. You will, in 30 days, you'll get a bigger handle on it for sure, but we all still overeat. We all still overeat inside of No BS. Every Corinne overeats. We all still overeat from time to time. And it's okay. Remember, it's progress, not perfection. Yes, 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 yes. Yes. All right. Now, commit to your unique path. I think after this is where I'm going to go really rogue. There are three types of No BS women. And we're going to go ahead and decide which one we are. So we've got the basic bitch. Basic bitch is somebody that's like, I get overwhelmed easily, period. I don't have a lot of time. I just want to listen to No BS. I want to do the planners. No extras, no frills for me. Probably not going to be in the Facebook group. Probably not going to join an accountability group at first. I'm just focused on No BS and I'm getting it done. Moderation mama. You got a little bit of extra time. This is me. Like every time when I'm drying my hair, I've got No BS in my ear. If I'm in the car, I'm listening to some content in the car. That's when I get my No BS time. I typically don't sit down at my desk and listen to watch videos and do all that stuff. Typically, it's AirPods whenever I get a chance. You choose one extra that you like and you use it. Maybe it's Facebook. Maybe it is an accountability group. Whatever that is for you, one extra that you think you would like. But just like the basic bitch, you still get through the No BS weight loss course and you use your planner daily. And here's the biggie. You don't sacrifice No BS with the extras. So if you notice the last 2 days, you've been doinking around in the Facebook group and not writing your plan, that is sacrificing No BS with Facebook. So you're going to be like, okay, maybe my reward for writing my plan is going to be my Facebook time. You figure out a way to still be in Facebook if you want to, while you still get your planning done. Deep dive diva. You do not get overwhelmed with pretty much anything. You're like, girl, bring it on. I want it all. I am here for Corinne. I have all the time in the world. I just want to hear every word that comes out of the Corinne and the coach's mouths. You use up all the extras. Whatever you got, give it to me. I want it all. You use the planner just like everybody else. And you go through the No BS weight loss course, but you do not sacrifice No BS with the extras. You stay focused. All right. Pause for rogue time. So this is the other thing that I've been hearing a lot whenever I'm talking to members, a ton. I don't have the time and I'm not using all the tools inside of No BS. Does that sound like anybody? You want to give me a thumbs up if it's you? Because I can talk directly to you. Give me a thumbs up. Not using all the resources and I just don't have time. There you go. I knew y'all were here. I knew you were here with me because I hear it so often. Okay. What that tells me, if that is you, what that tells me is that you are shooting on yourself and you're butting on yourself. I mean, I've got time to do this stuff and I've built it into my schedule, but I need to be listening to all this other stuff. I should be doing all the worksheets. I should be attending live calls. I should. What you should be doing is whatever works for you. That's what you should be doing. Whatever fits into your life. I say this all the time. We always join diets that say, it's like very regimented. It's got to be this way. And you're over here living your life somewhere, taking care of your kids, working, got puppies and all the things going on. And so you have to figure out how to adjust your life to fit it into this list, bullshit list of things everybody says that you need to do. We don't do that in OBS. OBS is totally different. It's totally backwards from that. You have all the tools that you need. Then you look at your current life. Whatever you have time for, you just pull it on over, insert. The rest lives on the website. It's not going anywhere. It'll be there for you whenever you're ready for it. I talked to somebody earlier about time. And she's like, I don't have time to listen to the OBS weight loss course. But she's got a fucking puppy that she has to take out 5 times a day and stay out there while he sniffs and does his business. So what if every single time you did that, you just put an AirPod in your ear and turned on the OBS weight loss course? You'd be done in a week. You'd be done in a week. Take what you're doing, letting out the puppy, driving to and from work, whatever it is, and figure out how to put OBS in there. You don't have to write on your calendar, no BS time. And this is the me time when everybody else has to suffer because I'm getting my learn on. When can you find the gap? We're all guilty on the toilet, on our phone, sitting there way too long. What if while we're playing Candy Crush, we've got Corinne talking to us at the same time? We've got time. Even if it's just 5 or 10 minutes, you've got time. Everybody puts on makeup or dries their hair or brushes their teeth. You can do double duty. It does not have to be pure and pristine, pulling up the website, doing all the worksheets. That's not how it's done. This is where I'm going a little off the thing. I'm going to show you the website. The other thing, I'm going to talk about Facebook in a minute. I got so many things I want to say that I got to pace myself. I got to pace myself, ladies. All right. I'm going to show you the website. We've made some changes to the website in the last week or two. So I'm going to talk a little bit about that. So when you join NoBS, you're dumped right here on this page. You decide to join OBS and you come straight here to this new member quick start. There is an amazing, amazing video by Corinne. Welcome you to the family. And then there's a few more things at the bottom. Okay. We talk about your mindset because people are like, I wasn't ready for all this. Go back and listen to this. And it's not all of this. That's again, like shoulding. It's too much. I should be doing more. Get your mind right. Lesson 2, how to get the most out of NoBS. The whole program, how do you get the most out of it? This is so important. This lesson 3 is new. It's brand new. We've been testing it different ways for quite some time. But now it's on the website. So we have a member success coach. Her name is Ashley. She's our new member coach. When you join NoBS, as soon as you're dumped in here, you click on here and you can schedule a call, a small group Zoom with Ashley, 3 people or less. This is not a coaching call. They're not getting private coaching. None of that goes on. It's an actual onboarding call. All we want to do is like hear your objections, like to drink in the water. Probably a lot of those members come in with like, I've got to do all the things. We help you create a roadmap for success. They're 25 minutes long and it's literally an onboarding call. And then we have this optional website tour. Okay. And in you get three opportunities to hop on a call with Ashley in your first 30 days here at No BS. So maybe, you know, you get on the 5-day call and, or, you know, right when you join that call and you're like doing well and you're all excited and going to do all the things. Then you go back to your old diet mentality of I have to do it all. It's all or nothing thinking. Well, at the end of your 30 days, your questions are going to be different. The end of your first 30 days. I want to encourage anybody who joins, make sure you get on these calls with Ashley. Because we can help you figure out what's working and what's not working for you and help you with strategies to get that shit worked out. Once you finish, you're just going to go to the No BS Weight Loss course. You're going to print or download your four basics cheat sheet. The four basics, write your plan, the doable hunger method, drink 64 ounces of water, and sleep 7+ hours a night. Again, this is your goal. If you're not a water drinker, 64 ounces may not be where you start. If you're a night owl who has to get up early for work, you're not going to start out of the gate with 7 hours of sleep. If you've got a new puppy or a baby, it may be a while before you get to the 7 hours of sleep. Please see. Let me go back. And then you're going to go ahead and download and use your 30-day planner. You just come straight over here. Here's the planner. And then right here is all the instructions to download it and print it. We have instructions to send it to FedEx. It's like super cheap. It's like $18 to print it for yourself if you're a pen and paper type of a girl. That's all you want to do. Then you just head on back to the No BS Weight Loss Program and you start. You can see how long these are. And you don't have to listen to them on this website. They also live in our private member podcast. That's how we all as a team basically listen to Corinne. This website is amazing. I just want you to listen to it on the toilet, walking your dog, on your commute, any of that sort of stuff. So you head on over to the private member podcast. And there are four of them. So here first is the No BS Weight Loss course. If you get into overwhelm easy, just download this one podcast. Just download this one podcast. That's all you're going to do until you get finished with the No BS Weight Loss course. Then you can come back and get the rest of them if you want to. The self-paced workshops are all of our other Pathways courses. So once you're finished with the No BS Weight Loss course, you'll head over to the Pathways page. I'll show you that in just a minute. And take a quiz. We'll tell you what to take next. This live training replays, every call that we do inside of No BS is recorded. It is posted under video replays. See, coaching replays right here in video form, but it's also on this live trainings podcast. It's updated every Tuesday and Friday. And the quick hits, like Yesenia is on here now, she will timestamp anything that was like amazing. She does the same for Corinne. All the coaches do it on every call. It's 20 minutes or less of our best, you know, best like quick hits. Facebook group. Now, I'm going to say this about the Facebook group. I love the Facebook group. It's my favorite. It's a great community. It is a place for you to go to meet people, to crowdsource, to just make connections, to ask questions like, hey, you know what? I've never been a water drinker. I want to start. What are your best tips and tricks for getting water in? Great place for that. You are not going to lose your weight in Facebook, period. Wait, Facebook is not the place to lose your weight inside of No BS. I just met with another member who hasn't been on the website in over a year. She was like, pretty much any information I get is on Facebook. All the courses live here and in the private member podcast. All the current training calls live here and in that private member podcast. The coaches live here on this website. Facebook is not where you lose your weight. Facebook is amazing. And I love Facebook. And I'm actually the community team leader as well. We got a great group of women over there. But that is not where you lose weight, y'all. Everything you need to lose weight is on nobswomen.com, this website. This is where everything you need to know lives. So you join the main Facebook group, if you so choose. And once you join, this, you can join subgroups. We have so many subgroups. Come over here and check it out. We have something literally for everyone. Then we also have accountability groups. We will set you up with an accountability group. You come in, you fill out a form, we will set you up inside of an accountability group within a week. It's a few questions, and then you just, that's how it works. I'm gonna also say this. It is a special unicorn that finds their group the first time. It's just like trying on a pair of shoes. When you go to this, you go to the section, your size at the store, you put on a pair of shoes and they're like a little bit tight in some places and they pinch your pinky toe and they just don't feel comfortable. You don't just walk away and be like, well, I guess they have no shoes for me. I'm just going to be barefooted for the rest of my life. No, you put those shoes back and go get another pair of shoes. Try them on till you feel, find a pair that fits you. Same thing with accountability groups. Same exact thing. The first one may not be a fit for you. Come back. We will give you another group. And then once you finish the No BS weight loss course, you come over here to the No BS Pathways. And you take your little quiz. We'll tell you what to take next. If you come over here and you're like, girl, I know I'm not consistent with the basics. I don't even need a damn quiz. Well, then just go ahead and take it. It's fine. But the quiz is always here for you. And then at the bottom, we have even more bonus courses that aren't in a pathway. So if you're working on your relationship with drinking, we've got a drinking course, journaling, handling the holidays, how to love your body with a guest coach. The maintenance course lives here. Y'all, we're the only people that do maintenance. So we're not only helping you lose your weight, we're helping you keep it off. And then we've got like a future self course that you can just take over on the side on your own for sure. Every week you get an email that tells you to come and look at the newsletter. I write these too. Oh, it's got Coach Asini. I quoted you this week, girl. I sure did. We're talking about No BS, No Excuses Camp. We talk about, it's a list of all the calls for this week that are going on. We're talking about what's coming up next month in the monthly weight loss challenge. And every single week, there's a new member corner where we're talking about worksheets today and how to do worksheets inside of No BS. And then we are talking about Tab Walters ended up making it into Queen's Club. It's updated every Sunday. All you gotta do is come over here. You'll find out everything you need to know about what's going on, what calls are coming on, coming up, and then these little worksheets. And I am going to tell y'all a little bit about the worksheets because I think it's so important. The worksheets are fucking awesome. They help you uncover thoughts. I love the worksheets. When Corinne lost 100 pounds, did she have any of these worksheets? No, she did not. Now, she's created these amazing resources. And if you want to use the worksheets that are included in the No BS weight loss course, go on. But if you are a person who is using the amount of worksheets that are inside of the No BS weight loss course to keep you from doing anything, I want y'all to stop it right now. The goal is to get through listening to the No BS Weight Loss course. If you're a deep dive diva and you're like, girl, I love the worksheets. I do so much better whenever I write. Do the worksheets. But what I'm seeing happening is they're printing out the worksheets and they're like, well, it's too much paperwork. I can't do it all. So I just won't do anything. Y'all, something's better than nothing. Those worksheets are so amazing. But if you're not ready for them at first, don't beat yourself up and stay in inaction because you're not doing the worksheets. You're going to learn a ton just from listening and doing your planner every day. Do not beat yourself up. Remember, you take the tools that we give you in OBS and you put it into your own life. Somebody's life may be created such that they have 30 minutes a day to do no BS and to do worksheets. But your life may be a mom with littles and a new puppy and a full-time job. Can you just listen to the content first? Then maybe you get to a point where you're like, girl, I really do need to dive into urges. So maybe you go back to module 2 and you pull out some urges worksheets on a Sunday afternoon and do those. To take a little bit deeper dive into urges. Because remember, we're serving women who have been here 2 weeks, 2 years, 5 years. And those people may want to go back and do a deep dive into the urges worksheets, but that may not be where you are right now, and that's okay. I always use the example of a library. If you want a book on urges, you go to the library. And then you look around and you're like, well, fuck. And they got a book on sharks. I can't read that. I just, you know what? I'm not going to check out anything. No. You happily go get your book on urges. You take it home. You read it. You get what you want from it. You go return that book. And then maybe next you do go get a book about sharks. Maybe that's what you do. Maybe right now you're like, I see the planner and it's got a lot of questions on it. Just write your food down. Just write your food down. Get started there. All right. That's my rogueness over there. The training calendar. This is every call that we have inside of No BS. In your first 30 days of your membership, the only Zoom reminders that you get, because we don't want you to get overwhelmed. We do want you to be, you know, face down on this website doing the No BS weight loss course. So for the first 30 days, the only emails you will get from us is the Sunday newsletter and any Zoom reminders for these 30-day success calls. That's it. And your onboarding, of course, because, you know, we're emailing you a ton with the onboarding. But if you want to attend live calls, you can always come over to the training calendar or just check the newsletter every week and see what you want to participate in. And then here are those video replays that I talked about. Okay. So all the calls are here. You can search by keywords. You can do all the things. And they're also in that private member podcast for live training replays. Monthly weight loss challenges. We have a different one every month. And then, see, I got my hair cut, y'all, from the last time I did this video. Ask coaches. All right. Ask coaches is the magic of No BS. So when you join No BS, currently you're paying $59 a month to be inside of No BS. That is $1.90 a day. $1.90 a day. You get all this stuff that we give you, but the most important thing you get, I believe, is the access to the coaches. So we got 10, 11 coaches now. They are all No BS women just like you. They found Corinne, like y'all, on a podcast or through a Facebook ad, whatever it was, had never been successful at diets, failed all the things. We joined No BS with weight to lose. We've lost weight. Some of us are still currently losing weight. We loved what Corinne was saying, so we decided to go to the life coach school just because we believed in it, never knowing if we were ever going to work for Corinne, and then we were blessed enough to be able to get to work with Corinne. You have access to the coaches 24/7, and I'm going to tell you, I don't know if any of y'all hire private coaches, but private coaches, LCS certified coaches, are about $100 to $200 an hour. And you get us for $59 a month anytime you want us. All you do, if you have a question for a coach, you just type in your title, the title of your question, and then you ask your question. This is anonymous to the membership. So nobody on reading the Ask Coaches knows who wrote it in. In 48 hours, within 48 hours, you come right back to the website and you search recent answers. You look for the title of your question. And then, you know, you just find it, you click on it, and here's the question, and here's the answer that the coach gave. You can see, I don't know who wrote this. I have no idea. You can ask us anything. We're not only weight loss coaches, but we're life coaches as well. And I'm going to tell you, I talk to a lot of members who are wanting to cancel or just canceled, whatever. And I always ask them one thing. They're like, well, I just couldn't get going. I couldn't figure this out, or I didn't know how to do this. And I'm like, how many times did you go to Ask Coaches? And their answer is always zero. This is what will make you successful. A life and weight loss coach in your pocket, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. This, Ask Coaches. You have trained people who know no BS inside and out. But sometimes people just sit and just like, you know, wonder what's going wrong. When you could literally ask your life and weight loss coach a question. And when you write in and the coach pulls this up on the back end of our website to answer it, you are their private client. You are their one main focus, you and your question. What I also hear all the time is, I don't think my question is that important. I don't want to take up a space for somebody else who may have a better question. I just wanted to know how to fill out this one worksheet. It wasn't important enough. You want me to tell you the most important question that we get asked and ask coaches? Your question. Your question, whatever it is the most important question that we get asked and ask coaches. And we are here until they all get answered. That's what's the difference between somebody who is successful and no BS and somebody who is not as successful or has a harder time getting going. Is this right here. When you need a coach to answer your question, don't go to Facebook. We don't live there. Every once in a while, we'll see something and whatever, and we'll be able to answer you. But we don't control the algorithm in Facebook. Shit gets missed. We only see what Mark Zuckerberg allows us to come up in our newsfeed. But Corinne Crabtree controls this newsfeed. Any question you ask comes up and they all get answered right here in Ask Coaches. Some people have called it the Reddit of no BS. You can come in here. You can literally type in any keyword that you want to ask about. And look and see if maybe your question's already been asked. Maybe, you know, whatever. We have people that don't do Facebook. Or even if they do Facebook, when they get up in the morning, they come to see what questions were asked the day before. See if any of them applies to you. You can see that there are questions about weight loss and how to fill out discovery worksheets. They're asking, what course do you suggest for me? Somebody's had an upsetting situation in their life. They're asking about that. Here's somebody. This is really good. She's numbering hers, so she knows how many times she's asked. Somebody's bringing their four N's that you learn in module two, asking about that. This is where anything goes. Anything goes in here. All right. We do have events. There is a camp coming up. How to no BS, no excuses. You can come over here and check that out. But I think that's all the rogueness I'm doing today. I'm done going rogue. But what I want you to see is ask coaches is the gold that nobody else has given you. It's not a bot. It's literally us just sitting in our homes, answering your questions. And we know the answer to all of your questions. Same thing for support. If you click on the blue question mark at the bottom of every page of the No BS website, you can just type in your email address and your question. It'll get you directly to support. Or you can also email support at pmptribe.com. Here's what I see all the time on Facebook. I can't get in the website. I need to change my credit card number in Facebook. They cannot help you. Email support at pmptribe.com. If you have tech questions, account questions, website questions, that's where that goes. Coaching questions go to Ask Coaches. Facebook is for community, not where you lose weight. So often people are like, you know, I'm just not getting as much out of the Facebook group. Well, don't go over there. You don't need it. You don't need the Facebook group. All right. I do have a few. I thought I had a couple questions. Maybe I don't. Maybe Yesenia answered them all. I don't have any questions. Anybody have any questions? Christina, this is a good question. Christina had asked in the Q&A to Yesenia, if you found Corinne on losing 100 pounds with Corinne, I want you to stop listening to that. You don't need that anymore. That is our free podcast for the public. Corinne cannot dive deep in there. She does not answer member questions in there. It's very surface level. You have been let behind the velvet rope, my friends. You have the private member podcast now. There is tons for you, more than you would ever imagine in there. So, Facebook is recessed to the No BS website. Yep. You can see this replay will be released on Tuesday. On Tuesday, it will come out in the private member podcast as well as the video replays on the website. Margaret, I just cannot get started. Member since August. Where's the place to start the No BS weight loss course? And pick one thing, whatever feels easiest for you. We're always thinking it has to be so hard. If you're already like really, no, it doesn't say start here anymore, Robin. We changed the website. It says homepage now. That was another change we made. Because once people get started, why would you ever click on start here, right? Like, I'd never go back there and look at it. But if you feel like, if you've not really been planning, make a commitment for a week. I'm going to plan one thing. Just come plan one thing. I'm going to plan my breakfast all week this week. And I'm going to ask you too, Margaret. I'm not calling you out, Margaret, but I kind of am. How many times have you asked that question and asked coaches? You joined in August. How many times have you come to ask coaches? Twice. Okay. When's the last time you asked? You've been asked coaches twice. When's the last time you asked them? December. We're in February. Yes. If you're stuck and you're not using Ask Coaches, y'all, you are missing out now. I'm telling you. Use us up. I say that all the time. You have help. We're so used to doing this weight loss shit by ourselves. We don't have to do that anymore. You don't ask the wrong questions, Margaret. Margaret, here's what I want you to do. I want you to email support at pmptribe.com and just say, MJ said to email. If you would do that for me, I'm going to send you our 30-day easy plan. Is it private one-to-one? Can you let me know what you're referring to? I will answer that. All right. Any other questions? Yeah, never ask coaches. I'm telling you, this is the truth. I've been doing a lot lately of like talking to members. Okay, so there we do have a one private coaching option. If you go under Ask Coaches Private Coaching, all the information for private coaching is right there on the website. Yeah, yeah. Now I lost my train of thought. I'm sure it was fantastic. Yeah, if I'll just sit, there's a 30-day easy plan. I'll put the link in this replay. So on Tuesday. Yes. Kanisha, I planned to cancel, but the call yesterday reinvigorated. Let's see. Is there an app for our phone? Yes. We don't have an app on our phone, but if you go on the website under frequently asked questions, and click on the tech section, it'll say, how do you make No BS an app on your phone? And it looks like, or an icon on your phone, I think is what it says. So that's a really good place to go and get the instructions for that. Okay, Angela, I'm having a hard time listening to the core program, but no problem. Thing goes so fast. No problem listening to this kind of stuff. Angela, turn on the podcast. When you're sitting on the toilet, it's No BS weight loss time. Hey. Pick two or three places that you know you're not focused on anything else, like except drying your hair, in your car, or going to the grocery store, and that's just when you turn it on. We don't have the easy plan located on the website. I will include it, though, in this call replay. All right. Any other questions? Can you follow the private member podcast? If so, what are they under on the podcast app? I'm going to share my screen one more time and I may help you with that. So if you go to private member podcast right here, you first select what podcast you use. So if you are an Apple podcast person, the Android podcast, or Overcast, you just select whichever one you are. And then we have, you can either take a picture of each QR code with your phone. It'll automatically upload to your podcast player, whichever one you said. Or you can watch this video and kind of do it manually if you want to. Yeah, so that's where that lives. And I have a pop quiz. So this would be a tech question. So after you get off this call and you go to do the private member podcast and you've got an issue, where do you go to get help immediately? Immediately. You can get help like within 5 minutes. The blue button or support at pmptribe.com. Exactly. That's a tech question. Account, tech, website questions. That's where that goes. And then coaching goes to ask coaches. All right. I just want for y'all to know, like I've done a lot of yelling. I feel very Corinne-ish right now. But literally, I have seen so many women quitting on themselves lately. And not even giving us a chance to help them. Not even giving us a chance. And it literally breaks my heart. It literally breaks my heart. For $1.90 a day, you have got all the support you would ever need to lose all of your weight and feel as amazing as you deserve. You have every resource available to you inside of this website, inside of this membership. You have people who care about you and your weight loss. And you, before even reaching out, people are just deciding that it's not important anymore, or they just can't do it instead of asking for help. We're literally right here. And I want nothing more than for every single member to lose all of their weight. So, and Amy just says, I joined a week ago and signed up for the virtual camp. I have faith this program will work for me. It will work. As long as anytime you hit a stumbling block or a roadblock, you just reach out, y'all. You don't have to sit around in confusion and overwhelm anymore. You don't have to. We have all the answers. You just have to ask us. That's it. You just have to ask us. And we love y'all. Dawn says, when and where do we weigh in? As a membership, you'll see in Facebook just a weigh-in thread on Friday for people to check in. But you can really weigh in any day that you want, and you don't have to report your weight. You can even, if you're not on Facebook and you like have a weigh-in and you want to ask questions about your weight, you don't like the number or whatever it is, just head on over to Ask Coaches and we'll help you. All right. I just appreciate y'all. Yeah, the best family of caring coaches and members. I'm going to tell you, that's the truth. That's the truth. You're not going to find people who care about you like we do inside of No BS. Jennifer, I love this. Jennifer Molina, I joined a week ago. I feel excited, but also kind of slow picking up what I'm supposed to pick up on. It's a week, okay? You just go through that No BS weight loss course. Pick one thing and work on it. Start writing down your food. You have been a certain type of eater in a certain way for a long time, for a really long time. And you've been doing this for a week. Of course, you're not going to be good at it yet. Of course, it's only been a week. Give yourself a little bit of grace and a little bit of compassion. You know, that is the basic number five is patience. That's the fifth basic. But you're not supposed to be amazing at it yet. It's only been a week. That's it. Imagine a baby learning to walk. After a week, would you go, fuck's wrong with you? Like, you've been doing this a whole week. Why aren't you up and running yet? No. It's the same thing with No BS. It takes a little bit of time to get good at it. But while you're getting good at it, if you ever do get discouraged or overwhelmed or not sure what to do, you've got a team to help you. All right, y'all. I've gone rogue long enough. Gone off script, as they say. All right, y'all. Have a great rest of your day. I believe I can pick what I want at the Golden Corral and just get one plate of food. That's what I believe. Y'all have a great rest of your day. Bye, y'all.